morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator, and he always joins us the morning before we have a board meeting, which we do have one today. It's kind of a weird Monday meeting day. But Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. Today's meeting is what, scheduling conflicts instead of a Thursday because some of the commissioners are not going to be available this week? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We had the Florida Association of Counties going on this week, and some of the board members will be down there at that conference.
All right, very good. So it's just odd for me to prepare for a Monday. I'm sure it's weird for you and your staff and everything,
yeah,
too.
Hey, you and me both.
Yeah, no, it's definitely I actually texted you last night. Hey, are we still meeting tomorrow? Like, it's a weird day. Before we get to what's on today's agenda, I wanted to follow up on something from the last time. The discussion item that Ashley had asked about, which was to talk about implementing the rollback rate, but more so to have somebody come in and assess the county and cross all of its divisions to figure out where we need to spend less, where we need to spend more, kind of to right size everything. She said that she brought that to you with 2 weeks' notice. You said you had talked to her the Wednesday before the Thursday meeting. There was kind of a dust up between her and Commissioner Barry over all of this. Can any commissioner bring any item at any time, as long as there's enough notice to get it on the agenda?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so was there any? I mean, why was this one delayed?
When we met that Wednesday morning, apparently I walked out with a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That we were good for today's agenda. I did call her after the meeting that day, that Thursday, and apologized to her. Hey, listen, I thought I had the right understanding. Apparently, I didn't. So I think, you know, just for myself, I make sure that I had the right understanding from now on when I walk out of those meetings, but it is on this morning's agenda and they will have that discussion.
I know that I just had people ask me to ask this question. So I'm asking, was Commissioner Barry seemed to take this? I mean, he obviously expressed his opinions about this. Was there any part of this where he was involved in the delay, or were you asked him or talked to him or anything like that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Good.
I didn't talk to any other commissioners about it.
Good. And I figured that was the case, but I just wanted to be sure, because I know the way the conversation went, it kind of sounded like you could imply or infer that, and I wanted to make sure that was not the case anyway. So, perfect. The other thing that had come up, and this is only to follow up because I think in the end, everything got walked back and changed. But the firefighter badges, the display on the wall at the EOC is good. I think only two trucks had the signs taken down, but you guys have kind of walked that back, and now you're evaluating all the badges to make sure there's nothing really problematic in them. Is that the position right now?
Well, the main position that we're in right now is to put a process in place, an approval process in place, moving forward. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at. It's behind us and we're moving forward.
Perfect. Big news for the county, the groundbreaking for the Regional Traffic Management Center that's going to house the ATMS, the Advanced Traffic Management System. I mean, I know you're a roads and bridges guy. Like, at heart, you're a traffic guy. Can you just express to people, I tried to, but even I don't think I did a great job of it. Can you express to people how big of a deal this really is when it finally gets up and running fully?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a very big deal. It's going to be a game changer, if you will, here in Northwest Florida and Escambia, Santa Rosa counties. The ability to be able to monitor the traffic, control the signals there within the two counties, create a little bit better traffic flow. And from a safety standpoint, hopefully we have less accidents, less crashes. And that's just in the beginning. You know, I think when you move forward in time, I think the abilities of this system and this building and this, I think it's just going to be astronomical what we'll see from a traffic control standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed it, like on Davis Highway, and obviously you think about other intersections, and the beach, you know, instead of having to have a cop out there directing traffic, getting onto Pensacola Beach, I think of Perdido Key as a big beneficiary of this. And, you know, anything that it's going to have the remote operation, and that you have systems that can learn so that it doesn't even depend on human response time, because, you know, every once in a while I'd be driving somewhere where it was a mess and I kind of call Chris Phillips and he'd work for you and they're like, yeah, we're working on it. I'm like, okay, good. You just wanted to make sure you guys were aware.
Right.
Yeah, so this is, all the benefits that will come from this, I think it's a really big deal. On the agenda today, you have a, I think it's about $175,000 for an ECAT study, which you and I talked many times about this. We did one a couple years ago. What makes this one different? Why is this one being done again?
This was going to be inclusive of microtransit, the one that was done previously. Microtransit really wasn't in the game. But, you know, we're building our microtransit fleet. We have a few more vehicles coming in within the next couple of weeks. We've been utilizing microtransit and flex transit, as we call it. It's been a great tool. We're getting a lot of use. And I think even the Department of Transportation is recommending that we move, not just us, but all of mass transit systems throughout the state of Florida move toward microtransit. And so we want to make sure that we do it in a smart way, an efficient way. And so we're going to study that and get microtransit into the fixed route service and set up different zones, and that'll be in place. But we just want to make sure we're doing it correctly and efficiently.
So this is, because we didn't have microtransit before, any data / recommendations would have been missing the crucial element of what microtransit is doing, but also missing the ability to solve the efficiency issues by going to microtransit. The theory is that this is a they're going to look at past data, but they're looking at everything, including microtransit, both as solution and as impact on it now, right? That's the idea?
That is the idea, yeah.
Perfect. That makes perfect sense to me. And, I mean, I'm so excited. You and I have talked about this many times. I love the idea, and I've long been an advocate for smaller, you know, transit, and so I'm very excited about what this might do to improve our efficiency. Got a Monday morning meeting for the Escambia County Commission today, kind of an odd element calendar-wise. Just a quick thing on the ECAT. If the study comes back with recommendations to go even more boldly into the microtransit and to jettison, you know, a lot of the larger routes and the large buses, even maybe to go to smaller size buses for some of the routes because that might be more efficient. How does implementing those things fit with the fact that ECAT is a union shop and the microtransit is not? How do you, I mean, I just don't know, like, how easy or difficult will it be to implement these changes?
I don't think it'll be all that difficult. You know, we're working in conjunction with the union now. Seems to be going very well. And I think some of the drivers actually are kind of a little bit excited about it. But
really?
Yeah, anything we do, I think we'll be just fine. We'll work with the union and in the areas that we need to, and I think we'll come out just fine. It's like anything else, and it's a little bit of negotiation, but I don't think it's insurmountable or anything like that.
Well, I mean, I'll be as optimistic as you are. I hope it goes well. I would hope that the union is on board and that everybody looks at this as a way to save money and improve efficiency and still get people where they need to go, because, I mean, that'd be the great outcome, right? The renaming of a stretch of Navy from the bridge up to Gulf Beach Highway, Warrior Sacrifice Way, is I was not clear. Was this Alex's idea, Alex Andrade's idea, or was it Mike Kohler's idea, or in conjunction, or where'd this come from?
I would say it's kind of in conjunction. It's been being talked about. I think Alex actually brought the formal request and resolution.
Okay.
But I think it's something that's kind of been talked about amongst some of the local leaders, and I think Alex was just the one sponsoring it.
It seems like the almost the perfect timing of this, as we're in the process of, you know, redeveloping and redesigning all of that Navy Boulevard. I mean, when better to do it, right? When it can be basically integrated into everything
absolutely.
Else you're doing.
Absolutely.
You and I have talked repeatedly about the bridge replacement process for Escambia County. We have two very expensive bridges that we're going to have to replace at some point, Bob Sykes and the Perdido Key Bridge. In the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, Colton Wright had brought up the idea that you guys were applying for some federal grants. They were hoping to maybe partner with you on those because, you know, if you're going to do Bob Sykes, do Navarre Beach at the same time. But the shutdown happened. Where does any of that stand?
Well, that's a good question. So we got our application submitted on time, and we were tracking it, and then the government shutdown happened, and so we're trying to get back engaged and see exactly where we are with some of those things, some other grants as well, actually, just see where the federal government is. I know it'll take them a little bit to get caught up and get back churning, but that's kind of where we're at. We're just kind of waiting to see exactly where they're at, if you will.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is it like he thought maybe something that where you guys could collaborate and do sort of economies of scale, or is it really? Because my first thought was, oh no, now my two counties are competing against each other, which I hate to see for scarce dollars. But do you have a perspective on that?
I think anytime we can work together with our neighboring counties to save money for both of us, I think it's a great deal, a great thing. So, yeah, we're happy to talk about that.
And, you know, hey, man, let's get Perdido Key in there because that one's going to need to be replaced too. Man, these bridges are so expensive. It's so terrible. I don't think you guys have, but in Santa Rosa County, they are putting in or going to discuss, and I think probably implement school zone cameras in the county, and they're doing it probably in Milton too, or at least they're going to do a study in Milton. Have the school board or the sheriff come to you at all to ask for this in Escambia County?
No, as far as I know, we've not been approached to look at any of that.
Okay.
No, we haven't.
I don't know whether they will or not. I was just curious if that had come up with you guys at all. The other thing that Santa Rosa did recently that you and I have talked about this, and I know that you know this is a passion for me, they eliminated the necessity for chain link fences on their retention ponds. I think it's 2 feet or less of standing water, or if the slope is greater than 4-1, on other deep slopes or deep water ones, I think they still are going to require it. But has there been any motion on this in Escambia County, any effort to revise that? You know, I know I bring it up a lot. It's a little thing, but it's important to me, so I'm asking you again.
We've not changed any requirements or any code regarding fencing around ponds. If the slope is 4-1 or less, then we don't require fencing around it. For example, the pond down Olive Road next to the skate center.
Love that pond.
It has a walking track around it. You know, that's a prime example. The slopes are what they need to be, and so there's no fence around that pond in particular. But, you know, if they meet those type requirements, we don't require a fence. And if there's slopes are steeper than that, we do require a fence.
If I had the county administrator wand, I would make all the fences in Escambia County look like that one, because it is a beautiful project. I mean, everything, the trees, the walking path, the bench, everything about that one is great. I wish they could all be that way. Last thing, kind of mentioned it before, but just so people know, on the agenda this morning is going to be that discussion about hiring an outside consultant to come in and look at everything in the county, kind of a comprehensive review to look at efficiency and finances and see if we can get to the rollback rate. I'm assuming that because the discussion is whether to hire somebody, that we're just going to have to wait and see what they say. But do you have a perspective on this or a comment about this before we get into the discussion this morning?
No, not really. I'm just interested in hearing the discussion and taking direction. That's where I'm at.
Excellent. Yeah, and I'm honestly not sure where I stand on it, because it's, you know, I love the idea of it, but, you know, I'm always reluctant to pay money to implement anything. So, you know, if we can figure out ways to make things more efficient, and sometimes outside eyes bring perspective that inside eyes don't always carry. So, you know, that generally, I guess I'm in favor. Anything else on the agenda today, or anything else the county's doing? You always have good news notes about what the county's done, like when they helped out the bus that was broken down. Anything like that you want to leave folks with today, Wes?
Not really. I think, you know, we're clicking along pretty good. All the departments seem to be doing well. So not that comes to mind right off.
Gotcha. And of course, we're entering into.
I mean, we do so many things in a day.
Oh, I know. And we're starting to enter into the holiday season where things are a little bit different pace anyway. So, Wes Moreno, Escambia County Administrator. Wes, as always, I appreciate the time. Certainly appreciate the work. It's a lot of work that y'all do for the county. And we'll talk to you again soon. Have a good meeting today.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.